Hello, everyone. This is Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project for Yachting International Radio. Today, I'm connecting with Tinash all the way from Zimbabwe, and we will share how we connected during the interview. But I am so thrilled and excited for this interview because we're talking about quite a sensitive topic, stigma. And I think that this conversation is going to be authentic and very real. So welcome, Tinash. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you very much, Karen, for inviting me for the show. It's good to have connected someone way, way, way out of my reach.
In Australia. And we'll also talk about your skill of connecting, because in the yachting industry, I believe networking is so pivotal to finding work on board. It certainly helped me. Most of my jobs I got in the yachting industry was through networking and developing relationships, whether it's with the recruiter or in your social circle. So, Tinash, perhaps if you can give us a little bit of context around how you discovered super yachting all the way in Zimbabwe.
Well, it can be a funny thing to want to think about, being from Zimbabwe, a landlocked country, and we do not even have river cruises. I discovered super yachting through the love of wanting to travel, and I'm someone who takes this time to look around the media, look around what's trending and all. And recently I've been looking more into cruising as well. So from cruising, I realized that there are a few people who really talk about yachting, and I decided to push myself to want to go into that industry and see if I can find my way into it and be someone different, be a pacemaker for the rest that come to follow as well.
Beautiful, wonderful. And I know that we spoke a little bit about your dream for traveling. And I asked you, when you were a little boy, who did you want to be when you grew up, or what career pathway did you want to pursue as a little boy?
As a little boy, I never really had a specific role model I wanted to follow. It was more of a specific career choice that I wanted. Growing up, we used to stay close to the airport, and we used to see the airlines passing and landing and all. And I came to love how the whole mechanism of it came to be. And growing up, I wanted to be then a pilot. But as time went on, that need or that love for airlines dropped, because I felt like I wouldn't have to travel as much as I could while I am in the sky. I just wanted to fly like a bird when I was a young boy.
And be free.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's funny that, because I remember when I was little, I just knew I wanted to help people. And I think I really wanted to help children more than anything, because my parents were getting a divorce, or they weren't getting a divorce as young as 9 when I was thinking about it. But I realized the impact of your parents' relationship if they're not getting on well on yourself. And I just thought, if adults could only see that communication is so, so important, they're not communicating. Yeah. And I just, I just wanted to support kids, help kids. And I must have seen a program, maybe it was the news, and seeing a lot of emaciated children, in particular in Africa. And I thought, oh, I would just love to be able to deliver food or help them, or, build schools. And I haven't ended up doing that yet. Hopefully one day I can volunteer, but that passion and interest of helping others is still there. And I think that's the same with yourself, with the idea of travel, wanting to be free, learning about new cultures and seeing different parts of the world. Like, that's also connected in the super yacht industry. And, you know, we will soon hear about your current job and how you got to that current job. But I feel like in life, there's these little stepping stones that guide us to our true desire of what our purpose is in life.
That is definitely true.
Yeah. So you said that you started off in a hospital and you were interested in nursing, or did you even start getting your qualifications around nursing?
Well, right after school, I worked several jobs, blue collar and white collar jobs. Then I decided I wanted to do something different. I wanted to make a change for myself and for others. I wanted to be someone who helps people. I've been someone who's been always cheerful, wanted to make everyone laugh, feel better about themselves and all that. So I ended studying nursing assistant. So I studied nursing assistant with the Red Cross, the Zimbabwe Red Cross here. And then while there, I got a job offer at one of the biggest hospitals here in Zimbabwe. And while working there, I worked hand in hand with physiotherapists, helping them to rehabilitate patients after their stroke, after the hospital time they were. And while working with them, I realized it was something I loved to do. And the physiotherapist helped and guided me in a way as to how to achieve that career. So going into massage therapy was a way in for me to understand the entire industry. And physiatrics has been now one of my best areas, and I love doing it. So this is where I am now, being a qualified massage therapist for over 3 years now.
Fantastic. And then you want to transfer those skills into the super yacht industry. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
So in terms of super yacht career, I want to use it as a way to diversify myself, to explore cultures, to be a multicultural person, to understand how people live their lives, how they treat, you know, it's pretty much I want to be an explorer in the beauty and wellness industry through super travel as well.
Amazing. So you reached out to me initially with regards to your CV, or were you asking, you know, what are your chances of finding a job on board? And then I helped you with your CV. I can't remember which came first.
It was more of my chances from taking my background. What are my chances of entering that industry? Then the CV was just an add-on.
Okay. So what do you mean by background?
All right. So coming from an African nation, African nationals per se seen as somewhat different from the rest of the other cultures worldwide. We've had incidences of people from Africa who have traveled to work on board cruise ships in Dubai, in New York and all. And a number of them have been found wanting because they've been dishonest, they've been disloyal to their organizations that they've been working on. And when one apple turns bad, the rest of the apples in that same basket become like the bad one. So everyone now groups you up, and it feels like we are all bad apples to the rest of the nation. So with that whole background now that is moving around the international market, it becomes a hard thing for employers to want to take a chance on us. So as far as when I asked you, what are my chances of getting a job? It wasn't just on super yacht alone, but it was also on the rest of the international waters as well.
Okay, so that's the first I've ever heard of that, like with an African nation being associated with being dishonest. So I'm wondering, like, Yeah, I'm curious to know how that information comes into your community, because you're saying it's not just one person, there's a number of people, and then you get, you know, cast as being part of that group of bad apples. Have you had any experience of applying for jobs or being discriminated against?
I cannot say per se I can point to any organization that has done that. But to my own understanding, I feel like this is why most of us are not getting the opportunities to go overseas as well. And looking at most companies, you see that their employee profile is more of people who are not from Africa, and most now they identify a recruitment opportunity as wanting someone who is authorized to work in that certain area, or they are EU or Commonwealth nations. So now that also deviates us from getting more employment. And when you see that markup, you then realize, oh, well, I cannot apply for that already. I've been told I cannot do that. And sometimes they say, when they want to recruit in Africa now, that's when they only identify as African nationalities only. But on other markers, it's never really open, clearly precise. And language-wise as well, our nations, we study pretty much one or two languages at most, and most companies require someone with English plus one or two other languages that they are fluent in. But also that becomes a weight bearer on us. Then we just get tired and are like, oh, well, that's not mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how does that make you feel? Like, if your dream job is to work on a super yacht and you feel that that's against you, how does that impact your mindset?
Oh, with my own mindset, I see myself as someone who never gives up. I rather become someone who spams your account just for you to want to listen or to learn about me, and it never stops me from going forward. The more rejections I get, is the more eagerness, the more zeal, the more motivation that I receive from wanting to see what happens if I continue trying. So that way I continue to become a go-getter, and I'm not going to stop until something positive comes out of the bed.
That's amazing. I love that. Have you heard of Colonel Sanders, who developed the recipe for KFC? The chicken.
Yes.
Have you read
the
that story?
The chicken. Yeah, I've read of how he started with, if I'm not mixing up with the Coca-Cola one, when he was doing his Kentucky Fried Chicken, he had very little clients, customers that came in, and he had to, if I'm sure that's the,
he knocked, that's the, he had his little sample of chicken sauce or the powder, the flavoring, and he knocked on thousands of doors, and he got rejected and rejected, and he just kept going, and then he cracked it. Yeah, you hit the jackpot. So that reminds me of the story of, like, you just don't give up, keep trying.
Definitely.
Yeah. So from an outsider looking at the super yacht industry, and you're looking at profiles and job adverts, are you seeing predominantly white people that they are looking for, European people, as you said, that there's a specific type that's coming up? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I'm noticing that. There are very few black or African people that you normally see advertised by any super yacht. And there are a few. You can see a few, but you will know then if they are actually from the African nations, or they were born, raised, and bred in the European communities as well.
And you
But
know,
then to the, but then for me, I've been trying to push myself to even apply and get all those certificates that they require for us to be on SuperYacht, and see if I can also get through with the paperwork, or it's just auto that the nations are not applicable for employment.
So you're saying, like, if you do all the qualifications and then you don't fit the profile?
I'm saying if I do the entire certification that they require at most, I would continue trying up my chances and see where it leads me as well.
Okay.
Because most of the certificates are studied in South Africa for Southern Africa.
Yes.
We do not have them yet. So I would have to try them out and see how it works out for me. But up until then, I will not stop training to apply as well.
It's so, so important. And I know, like, at times you just feel exhausted and you think, why? Why is it like this? Because I know in Australia, that's like a no-no in terms of having a profile picture on your CV, stating your age, stating your nationality, like all of that. Like, you're not allowed to do that. But in this particular...
And it's the absolute opposite from us with how we're being coached out here. We've been told that recruiters require your image to be portrayed on your resume so that they see you. And with what you're saying, I think the Australians, you've done it good that you do not use a person's image to find a job opportunity.
I think we need to look more at what's behind the person, not what they look like, but their soft skills and their hard skills combined, because that's how you're going to find a high quality candidate.
That's true.
So Tinashe, as we end this interview, do you have any final words that you'd like to share to the audience?
Oh, well, as a go-getter, I will always tell people, if you can dream it, you can reach it, and you can go for it. Never let anyone or anything stray you away from wanting to get your success. We all have that element of success in ourselves. We just have to tap into it, and no dream ever. And we have to believe that every dream comes true if you work for it. So dream big, go big, and don't stop.
I love it. And I think this interview is testament of that. The fact that you have come on a yachting international radio station out of the blue is phenomenal. And that's because you put yourself out there. You don't just stand behind the scenes in the darkness. If you want something, you go out and you get it, and you network and you connect with people, you ask questions, and that's what you've done, and that's why you're here today. You stood out to
thank
me
you.
And that's why I wanted to get to know you.
Oh, thank you very much, eh? We follow that whole statement, aspire to inspire before you expire.
Excellent. Another great one. Thanks, Tinashe, and take care, and I look forward to following your journey.
All right, thank you very much, Karine, and have a good day. Hey,
thank you too. Bye.